Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So welcome to the show. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. You can get it on Amazon. It's a number one international bestseller there. And I'm excited about that because this is my sole assignment to bring forward the Messages in Love's curriculum. It's become my heart's calling to bring love to the world. And I scribe the book for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers who have gathered in the spiritual realm to guide us on this awakening that is happening now on our planet. And in 2013, I learned that it was my sole assignment to be a conduit for the High Council and specifically to scribe Love's curriculum. And that journey to get to the place in 2013 where I heard that assignment was started way back when I was a lawyer in 1996. And on my very first day in my full-time position, I had a wake-up call from my soul. I heard an inner voice or a knowing, a feeling in my stomach, and it said, this isn't what you want to do. You want to do something else. You're called somewhere else. This wasn't your plan. And so I ended up working for 3 more years as a lawyer, but I began to listen. Maybe some of you have been hearing your soul nudging you in new directions. I am sure that you have. And these days, many of us are getting a call from our soul even louder, a call to be love, to shift direction, to really listen to spirit, and to really show up in our highest self here at this time, because the world needs us. So that's a little bit of it about my background. So I was a lawyer and then went on a 20-year spiritual and personal growth path that took me through motherhood and divorce and remarriage and transpersonal counseling, psychology training, and helping with workshops, and then to open to this assignment. And even that was its own journey of moving through the fear around showing up as an intuitive. Again, maybe some of you can relate to having very sensitive spiritual gifts, sensitivities, very empathetic heart, any of those things that you might then feel different than others or afraid to share. And so I hope that my own journey of learning to step through those fears of being different or laughed at or seen as crazy or just judged in general, that to step through those fears and to reveal those gifts is so important in the world right now. All right. Let's get going with what we're going to be talking about today. So today is about forgiveness. And so I'm going to share from Love's Curriculum, chapter 13, which is called Forgiveness and Claiming Your Place as a Prince or Princess of God. And I will share a bit, we'll read from the book, and then I will take callers. So you can call in and ask the High Council a question or for a mini message. That'll be in the second half of the show, and I'll give you that number later. But right now, let's start opening the door into this topic of forgiveness, and specifically how it is a key to creating heaven on earth. So I mentioned that many of us are feeling called right now, that you have gifts that are needed in the world, that being love in the world is important, that standing for compassion and kindness and oneness is really needed right now. And so we're going to explore how forgiveness is also a key to what we're doing here, which is really creating heaven on earth, creating the full potential of our beingness, of bringing Christ consciousness to earth. So before we totally dive in, I'm going to do what I like to do before I just begin to speak and share, and that is to sorry, I was just distracted there for a minute. We had someone already calling in. So I'll remind you, we'll be taking callers in towards the end, and I would be so happy to hear from you then. All right. So great. Yes, keep that question in mind. So forgiveness and how it relates to bringing heaven to earth. And so right now I ask that Spirit, Creator, the Holy Spirit, the Divine, the light that connects us all, that that guide my words here, that that be our intention here to connect in the highest good and for the highest good of all, and in the name of love. And so it is. So as I was exploring this topic, or I tune in and I ask, hi council, what should we cover today? And yesterday I got forgiveness and chapter 13. And as I was going to prepare, read through Love's curriculum, start to put down some loose outline of what we might cover, I found it more difficult to actually write anything specific. And I realize, as so many of the spiritual concepts that we are learning to embody, like love and compassion and forgiveness and oneness and tolerance and understanding, unity, harmony, they're higher consciousness level ideas. They really take us surrendering our own ideas about them, or our limited human ideas, or our mind's ideas, and really surrender into this higher consciousness idea. So forgiveness is one of those. It's not easily put down into limited human ideas. So I'm going to start actually by then turning to Love's curriculum to start us off, to get us in this energy of forgiveness and how it's a part of revealing heaven on earth. And so I'll just read a few descriptions from chapter 13 from the High Council on Forgiveness. Forgiveness is a means of revealing the kingdom of heaven. Forgiveness undoes the thought system of the ego and affirms the thought system of the Holy Spirit, leading all home. Forgiveness is about seeing that all is love and that all is within you. It is about seeing your oneness with all of God's creation, all life, and knowing and claiming and reaffirming the truth that all is love, all is one, all is forgiven, including the ego. So just breathing those words in, letting it again expand as you listen about forgiveness here. So forgiveness there is being described as our way to reveal the kingdom of heaven, our way to remember that we are love, that that's the key of forgiveness. It's about claiming the truth, the voice for God, the voice for love, claiming the truth that we are always loved and love, that we are innocent children of God, that ultimately we are eternal love and light. And that any of the other actions we may take, or limiting beliefs about ourselves, or all of the horrendous things that we humans may do to each other, comes from forgetting that truth. It comes from the ego part of the mind that says we are separate from God, that says we are guilty and bad. So forgiveness is really about claiming the truth beyond that. And so I'm going to read one more section. This is in the voice of Jesus. And this is from the very end of chapter 13 in Love's Curriculum. You are not meant to ignore this world of form or what seems to occur in it, but you are to respond from love and to see the truth that all is love. You are to take action with love. You are to remember the peace that lies within you and your brothers and sisters. Call it out. Enter the kingdom of heaven. Wipe away the world of fear and pain. Bring light to every situation as best you can. Be gentle with yourself as you learn. For gentleness for yourself must be, no matter where you are at or how well you judge yourself to be doing and bringing light. Be forgiven and bring love to any self-judgments too. You must bring love and light to yourself as the means to bringing love and light to all. Even when things happen, and they do appear to happen to you in this third dimension world of form, they can never destroy love. The ultimate reality and truth of love remain untouched. So for me, there are two reminders in that. One is that, again, we aren't meant to, because we want to have forgiveness and remember that all is really love and that we are innocent, then we're not meant to ignore what happens in the world or to turn a blind eye to the acts that might be committed from believing in the ego, the acts that come from fear and forgetting love. But when we turn to address those, that we do it with love, that we do it claiming the truth that all are God's children, that we do it in a way to bring out the light with forgiveness, forgiveness of those sins in the world, forgiveness so that we can call out the truth underneath. Because if we don't come from love, if we can't reach a place of claiming the truth, of forgiving, then we will be acting from judgment and attack and hatred ourselves. And that only feeds the ego. I also like in that section, it reminds us to be gentle with ourselves, that we must bring forgiveness to ourselves, that we must be willing, as chapter 13 calls it, to see the prince or princess in us, to see and remember the beauty that we are as children of God. So to keep calling that out, so that even when we take a misstep or we do something for which we believe we need forgiveness, we do something that was acting out the ego, that we can be forgiven there, that we can choose to, yes, act from remorse and make amends where we can, but also to forgive. And oftentimes it may just be to forgive what you might see as an imperfection within you, that you need to let it go, that staying in guilt or shame or judgment is marring the face of God. It's staying in the ego. It doesn't allow then for the kingdom of heaven to be revealed, that each of us need to learn to forgive ourselves, to remember our own innocence. I was speaking with a friend recently about the idea of forgiveness or forgiving ourselves and really seeing that it's a place in us where we can say we are willing to see beyond the ego, and the ego would judge us as wrong or bad, or that we've done something bad or unforgivable, or that we should stay guilty and shameful. But it's to say, I'm willing to remember that that's not the total truth. I'm willing to remember that I serve God here when I can let go of that and I can be forgiven and I can now step forward remembering that I am love and take actions from that place. And then I believe with that willingness, We can then ask for forgiveness. It's something that we seem to receive. We may need to ask the divine to help us because, again, that limited human part of us, our ego, is not going to ever think that we could let it go or be forgiven. And so really we're asking for divine grace there to help us see our innocence, to help us receive forgiveness. And the same with others. When we see awful things happen in the world, it's part of our human reaction to feel scared and fearful and judging and perhaps righteous, or all of those ego reactions that come ultimately, again, from believing in that moment that we are separate from God. And so to be gentle with yourself there and to ask to heal those beliefs and feelings, to heal that fear of separation, to open again to God's love there, to have the divine step in and help you forgive, and to help you take the action that is needed from a place of love, the action that is needed to bring peace, to bring safety, to bring awareness and forgiveness. So a lot of the energy of forgiveness and love's curriculum, and it's in chapter 13. If you're reading, you also see a lot of forgiveness in chapter 24 and 26, and it's woven throughout. Again, as this idea that as we remember, forgiveness is about remembering the truth of us and of the world and of God's love, and choosing to begin to call that out and know that and to own our innocence as children of God, and then let that direct our actions in the world. And as well, it resonates that view of forgiveness with A Course in Miracles and the idea of forgiving the illusion, forgiving what the ego has created, and claiming the truth underneath, the truth that is love, that only love is real. And as well, there is a beautiful ancient forgiveness practice called Ho'oponopono. It's from Hawaii, which makes it wonderful in and of itself. Hawaii is such a beautiful energy of compassion and joy and unity and oneness. And more recently, Dr. Hugh Lin practiced or brought forward that ancient practice of forgiveness called Ho'oponopono and used it to heal patients in a psychiatric ward in Hawaii. And he's written a book called Zero Limits, or someone wrote it for him, Joe Vitale. And it's a very simple practice, and I also will point you in the direction of that as another form of this forgiveness practice. And in Love's curriculum, they mention Ho'oponopono. I was guided to keep that example in there. As well, I know there is a book called Radical Forgiveness out there, which has good teachings on this as well and good practices. How do we claim oneness beyond what we're seeing in the world and separation? That a lot of forgiveness as well can be looked at it from that way, that what you see out there is within you and it needs to be forgiven. It needs to be healed within you and within the world so that we all can be living in heaven on earth, that all can awaken. All right. Well, I'm excited to start to dive into chapter 13 and to read some more from that chapter. So first, let's take a quick break. And then when we get back, I will read from chapter 13, which is called Forgiveness and Claiming Your Place as a Prince or Princess of God. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We, as lightworkers and love advocates, are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic, divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Hello, and welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today, we are exploring forgiveness and its relationship with bringing heaven to earth, this mission that we are on to help awaken the world. And I am going to read now from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 13, Forgiveness and Claiming Your Place as a Prince or Princess of God. And this chapter is in the voice of Jesus and Divine Mother. And it is a full chapter. It was beautiful. I forgot how beautiful it was. I'm so often rediscovering Love's Curriculum as these messages came through me. As I read them myself, I experience it as you would, as new and often seen for the first time. So I'm going to start from partway through the chapter, and this segment is specifically in both the voice of Jesus and Divine Mother together. And so I invite you, if you're in a spot where you can close your eyes and get quiet and limit any distraction and sit comfortably as you might for meditation, and just let the words sink in, let them come into your heart. They need not be understood logically. Let them come into your higher mind. So as we begin, why don't you intend that your top of your head, your crown is open to this love and higher understanding, and that your heart is open to these messages of love. And that your feet are rooted to the earth so that you too can be a conduit for bringing heaven to earth in our remembering and our joining here as we look at forgiveness. All right, so here's from chapter 13. We wish to help you to learn how to bring this love, God's love, into the world, to bring heaven to earth, which is your job and mission for God as part of his army, his team for love, and which leads all to awakening. We wish to instruct you on how to love your enemies as yourself, and how to love fully yourself and God through forgiveness and claiming your place as a prince or princess of God. Forgiveness. Excuse me, I lost my place. So let's go back. So claiming your place as a prince or princess of God. See now in our words below how these work to bring love to yourself and the world and God. Forgiveness is a means of revealing the kingdom of heaven. It is an expression of God's love in form, and it wipes away the clouds of pain and suffering that siding with the ego voice brings. When you forgive yourself for any harm you think you may have done, for any sin that cannot have really happened, you remember your true quality and quality of all. Peace, love, joy, innocence. The list goes on. And then you may live from this state of forgiveness and remembering and choose to walk the world as the princesses or princes and princesses of God that you are. Then you bless the entire world with light as you remember and honor yourself as a prince and princess of God. And the light of this blessing spreads out across the entire world to envelop the entire world in the pure white light of heaven. The light of this blessing shines out of every pore of your body. It shines out of your feet, leading them onward, bringing light to all. It spreads open the gates of heaven that were never closed and dissolves the ego's illusion. It seems as if the ego placed gates on heaven's door and created sacrifice as the key to opening them. But fear not, little ones. This is merely an illusion, the illusion of separation that is not the truth. In truth, the doorway to heaven is always open. It is always open living in your mind. Let the Holy Spirit guide you to remember this heaven, the kingdom that lies forever and always within you. Become a prince and princess of this kingdom, walking the world in light and love, spreading God's messages of love and forgiveness and salvation for all. Unite with your brothers and sisters who are you. Unite with us guides, the angels, Jesus, the masters, all the servants of God. Let us all into your heart to awaken to the kingdom that lies within all of us, that is all of us, and where we are at home with God in peace and love and joy, in salvation. Forgiveness and letting go of the ego belongs with you, with the help of the Holy Spirit guiding you, the voice for truth in your mind. Forgiveness is about seeing that all is love and that all is within you. It is about seeing your oneness with all of God's creation, all life, and knowing and claiming and reaffirming the truth that all is love, all is one, all is forgiven, including the ego. For it is equally important to forgive the ego for its mistaken belief, to forgive that part of your mind, the ego mind. Forgive it with gentleness and love. Welcome it home too. Welcome it home into the folds of God's loving embrace. It is mistaken. It is in fear. Welcome it home as you would a lost lamb. When I, Jesus, said that the little lamb shall be brought home to God, my statement applies equally to you as God's lost child or lamb, as it does to welcoming home the ego part of your mind that has strayed. That is like the lamb that has strayed and trembles in fear of the world, lost and alone and afraid of the big bad wolf. Similarly, the ego part of your mind instructs you to be afraid, speaking to you of its fear of the out there, of the big scary world. And it needs your love and compassion. You need to surrender it to me. Surrender your ego to me for love, and give it your love and forgiveness as well. It happens on two levels. You surrender to me, and you love the ego yourself. And these two levels are joined. It is one love. Let my love for you and God's love for you, which is shown in the fact that I am here with the Holy Spirit to help guide you home, bring you back into the fold of oneness, back into God's loving embrace, back into your awareness of God's love and embrace that has never left you. Never have you truly gone astray. You have merely been asleep and dreaming of being the lost lamb away from his master and home and his mother, the divine mother. Let us love all parts of you, including the ego. Do not hide in shame or arrogance or unforgiveness any longer. Let us awaken the truth in you now. Forgiveness is the way home into loving the ego mind. Forgiveness brings the ego home into love. Forgiveness undoes the thought system of the ego and affirms the thought system of the Holy Spirit, leading all home. And we wish for you to remember that you are part of the all. You, who are a part of God and a part of the whole with all your brothers and sisters. Forgiveness helps affirm this truth as you learn through forgiveness to see that you and your brothers and sisters are one. And you learn to see that the perceived sin you see in your brother or sister is but a mirror and a reflection of the sin you perceive to be in you, and then project outward in your fear of God. And thus forgiveness undoes the ego, claiming the love that is real, letting the ego illusion go. No matter what seemingly horrendous acts are committed here, or seemingly committed here, love, the truth, is unaltered. Forgiveness for the acts as well is the only way to move forward into acting in more loving, true ways. Otherwise, you and the whole earth are stuck in guilt, shame, and loss, the ego. So forgive the acts of the past and make amends by living a life now of love, a life where you claim the truth of self and other, the truth that we are all love. And from that place, create a loving world with loving action. Remember, the horrendous actions come from believing in fear, separation, and the ego voice. So forgive them and move forward. Move into love. Correction in form may look like amends or repercussions, etc. But do those from a place of love and seeing the truth in self and other, instead of from ego, fear, separation, judgment, and punishment. Change things with love. And start with loving yourself. As you claim the prince and princess in you, you claim it for others. For what you see in you, you see in others. For what you see in you, you mirror and project and ultimately experience in the world. And so it is. I will leave us there with that segment of chapter 13 from Love's Curriculum. So just notice how you feel after hearing those words. You may feel more expansive. Perhaps you feel a warmth in your heart. Just be curious as the words have elevated your awareness of love and forgiveness. All right, so I'm going to leave you in that space as we take another short break. And when we get back, I am going to take callers. So you can call in, ask the High Council a message, or ask them a question, or for a message. And the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. All right, we'll be right back.
Are you you interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Hello, and welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And we are exploring forgiveness and how it helps us bring heaven to earth. So I am taking callers. So let me give you the number again. It's 1-888-627-6008, and you can ask the High Council a question or for a message. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And as I prepare for callers, and if we don't have anyone calling in, what I do is I'll tune in for a group message. But let me start by connecting with the High Council and doing this intention of surrender for them to come through. And if you are wanting to call in, please do. So I ask that the High Council draw near, that Jesus, the archangels, and other light beings of love who form the High Council know that you are welcome, and we are ready to hear from you. So I ask that you draw near and come through me to the group, to the listeners here. And I ask my guides and my angels to help me to be a clear conduit for these messages. And we ask that it be in the highest good of all and in the name of love. And so it is. All right, so I'm going to start with a group message here for everyone. So again, I invite you to get comfortable, to keep breathing into this opening space that we've created here, and to get ready to receive, hear this message and guidance from the High Council. Dear ones, we realize we have been speaking to you about a topic of forgiveness that could be often seen as confusing or complicated when it is dissected and looked upon and figured out or analyzed or explained from your third dimension. And yet know that within each of you resides a connection to the higher awareness of the terms and experiences of forgiveness. That within each of you, within each of your higher self, your higher knowing, your higher connection as a being of love and light, that your heart knows the way. So placing your hand on your heart now, letting the busyness of the mind that's trying to figure out this idea of forgiveness, letting that go and bringing your attention to the hand that lies on your heart. And take a few breaths into that space. And also draw your attention now to the top of your head, to your crown chakra. And intend that it be open, that it be connected to golden white light, to the pure love of God, to your connection with us and to your eternal soul and your highest self, and to oneness and to all knowingness, to love and unity and completeness. And see that this channel of knowing connects with your heart, that there is a direct connection between your heart and us, between your heart and your soul and your higher knowing. And as you are aware of this flow of energy between your heart and this channel of light that comes down through your crown, also be aware of your body, this physical body that is sitting in a chair or standing. Wiggle your toes a little, but keep your attention on this channel of light that's running between your heart and us, between your heart and higher consciousness, this communication channel. So here in this physical human body with all its thoughts and need to understand and the ego that resides in that human mind, the ego that needs to figure it out or fears there's a right way or a wrong way or judges you as unworthy of love. See that those reside in that human self, that body self, that ego self. And that at the same time, living within that, within your form, your appearing form, is this connection of your heart and heaven, this connection with us and your heart. This greater knowing, this expansiveness that lies within your heart, that radiates through and in with love into your human body and beyond, that is not limited by shape or form. And yet your connection to it, as you are in a body, you experience it in your heart center and your crown. So bring your attention again to this connection with us from your heart. And breathe and trust that all you need to understand forgiveness lies within your heart. It lies within your open channel to us through your crown. That you may ask to be shown the way, that you may be asked to be forgiven, that you may be asked what does love in action look like in any particular situation. That remember, you have this tool within you, this access to love, to higher knowing. And so it's from this place in your heart that is connected to oneness and truth that we ask you to do this work of forgiveness, to do this work of bringing heaven to earth, to do this work of self-love and compassion, to do this work of learning to love your enemies like yourself. It is from your heart and your connection with us. This connection, this heart that is yours, now see that within that heart is the heart of Jesus. That it is in that being a human whose heart is open and connected to higher knowing and expressing in the world and being guided to express from there that you are being Christ consciousness, that you are then expressing the heart of Jesus into the world. You are then bringing heaven to earth and living as Christ consciousness expressed. And see that you can feel that human ego self still there around the edges, and yet see the compassion with which you can see it now. The love that you can bring to it, as we discussed earlier, bringing the ego home to love like a lost lamb. So do that now. Make a new contract with your ego. Invite it into this loving heart connection, this loving heart of Jesus. Make a new contract. If the ego is brought to love, how might it serve love? How might it help you be the hands and feet of love, giving it structure, giving it purpose, giving it the arms and legs and the communication tools, putting the ego to work for love, putting that body of yours, that form, into service for love and God, for the voice of truth. Mm-hmm. We are here to remind each of you how to express in this way. And remember, it is your natural way. And it is awakening within you so that you may help it awaken in all. And it starts here, right now. And as you are in this space, feeling your heart connection, allow love into you now. Allow God's love, Jesus' love, the Divine Mother's love, Lakshmi, Shakti, Buddha, all the masters, whichever form of the divine resonates for you, allow it to love you. Welcome that love into you, into all the places that may need forgiveness, all the places that are trying to understand. So this heart that is connected to higher knowing, that expresses as Christ consciousness, as the heart of Jesus, remember to turn that expression onto your own ego, onto your own self, with self-love and compassion and forgiveness. Because truly what you see out there is you. You are one. That as you love you, you love out there. That as you love out there, include you as well. That is more the truth. There is no division. Love is whole, all-encompassing. Love is all there is. And so it is. So just take a few deep breaths. And I'll let go of that direct connection with the High Council, but know that you may connect with them at any time, that they are loving you, they are in you, in the group mind of higher consciousness, as a voice of God and love. From this place of open-heartedness, I want to honor and thank each one of you for being willing to see with the eyes of love, to be willing to learn to love you and to be love in action and to forgive and to ask for divine help in that, to be willing to surrender your heart to the divine and to being an expression of love here in form. A beautiful time together. Thank you. I honor all of you. And here as we end, I will remind you of ways before the next show. The next radio show is in 2 weeks on November 28th. And yet there are ways to further your connection with me and Love's Curriculum and this beautiful group of light workers and love advocates who are remembering together. And one way is at the Love Summit next Wednesday, November 22nd. It is happening online, and I and Love's Curriculum are sponsoring it. And we have 4 amazing speakers who are going to be talking about how to be love in action in your leadership, in your relationships, in healing the specifically for men around wounding and remembering how to open your heart and heal your emotions, and for women around healing any wounding or around the divine feminine, or being able to embrace the important aspects of the divine feminine for all of us. So again, that's happening online. It's from 9 to 4 Pacific, and you can register. So if you go to lovescurriculum.com and you'll see the Love Summit right there on the homepage, you can find out more and register there. As well, if you're not in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, please join that, search that on Facebook, and you can come on in there with us. All right. And of course, the book is available on Amazon if you don't have a copy and you'd like to get one. All right. Well, I hope to, join with you next week at the Love Summit and in other ways through the Facebook group. And as well, you heard I have programs to help support you in your own living of your soul's calling. So again, you can learn about those on my website, lovescurriculum.com. Much love to you for an amazing week of remembering this connection that's in your heart and that's open at the crown and that helps you be an actor of love in this world, starting with loving you and forgiving you as you learn to forgive all. All right, much love. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.